السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم, and welcome back to صحابة Profiles. We continue with the discussion on the great Sahabi, the attendant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the personal assistant of the Nabi of Allah, Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu. In our previous discussion, we spoke about how he brought up his children himself, how he tutored them himself, how he taught them not only religious sciences, but even archery, how he had great love for his students because of their yearning and their enthusiasm to draw from his knowledge, which he had obviously gained from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We spoke about the miracle when he performed salah and the rain came onto his gardens. We spoke about how his brother had very courageously saved him from that blazing net during one of the battles in Iraq. And we continue today by talking about Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu's love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is mentioned that he would talk of the Nabi of Allah, and every time he would talk of the Nabi of Allah, he would begin weeping and he would not be able to control his tears. And one day he was talking about the appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mentioning each characteristic with deep emotion and love, allowing the listeners, you know, who did not meet Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to visualize Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this obviously took him then down memory lane, and he started to reminisce and he started to think back, and it reminded him of his days with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he would sleep in the lap of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he was the attendant of the Nabi of Allah. And as he began to give this detailed description of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam with specifics, he would weep and he would make everybody around him cry as well. And he would say, you know what, I have this one hope that on the day of Qiyamah I will present myself before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and say, ya Rasulullah, hadha khuwaydimuk Unais. This is your small attendant, you know, your humble attendant Unais. Do you remember me, O Rasulullah? And he hoped that, you know, by means of that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would intercede for him, and it would become a means of his salvation. He says that on one occasion he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, ya Rasulullah, that will you intercede on my behalf on the day of Qiyamah? And the Nabi of Allah said, yes, O Anas, I would. And then he said, ya Rasulullah, where would I find you? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on the bridge of Sirat. And he said, ya Rasulullah, if you are not there, where will I find you? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, at the scale of deeds. And he said, ya Rasulullah, if I'm not there, where will I find you? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, you will find me at the pond of Kawthar. Besides these three places, I won't be anywhere else. So Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu had a great love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he, because of his love, it rubbed off on the rest of his family. When even his family members would talk about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like their father, they would also then break down. And like their father, they would also become very emotional. It is mentioned that Anas radiallahu anhu would see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam often in dreams. And, you know, on one occasion he mentioned that there has not been a single night in which I have not seen my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and wept. This was the kind of love that Sahaba had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was an entrenched love. It was a deep love. And they were able to pass that on to the people that they met, to the tabi'in. He was able to pass that on to his students. He was able to pass that on to his children, and to the people that he interacted with in Iraq. On one occasion, Qatada radiallahu an, or Qatada rahmatullah alayhi, asked Anas radiallahu an, that what was the supplication, what was the dua that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam made the most? So Anas radiallahu an replied that most of the time the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would make this dua, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana, wa qina adhab an-nar. That, oh Allah, grant us the good in this world, and grant us the good in the year after, and save us from the punishment of Jahannam. It's a dua that we learn from the time that we are young, but it's a dua that we take for granted. We make it in a ritual way, you know, it's one of the easy duas, one of the simple duas to make, one of the duas that we know in Arabic, but we don't understand its value. It's one of the greatest duas. It's mentioned in the Quran, and as you can see here from the attendant of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a man who had access more than others, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make this dua excessively. And the difference between us and Sahaba is that Sahaba would not only learn these things and leave it at that, Sahaba used to practice upon it. And because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make this dua most excessively, the scholars write that Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, he also started to make this dua excessively. He also used to make this dua excessively the whole day. You know, whenever he had the occasion, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. One day, Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhi, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Ya Rasulullah, give me some advice. So the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that Ya Bunayya, that oh my beloved son, if you have the ability to wake up in the morning and to go into the to bed in the evening, and your heart must be in such a condition that it's got no ill feelings towards anybody whatsoever, then do that. And after a while, the Prophet ﷺ told him that إِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِن سُنَّتِي, that is also from my sunnah. وَمَنْ أَحْيَى سُنَّتِي فَقَدْ أَحَبَّنِي, and whoever alivens my sunnah and practices upon it, then they have love for me. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي كَانَ مَعِي فِي الْجَنَّةِ, and whoever has love for me, they will be with me in Jannah. So that's why he always kept his heart clean. And he held steadfast onto this advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that every morning and every evening you must ensure that your heart is clean. It was in the year 93 after Hijrah that Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu's age had exceeded 100 and he fell ill. And his students and his family and his well-wishers were constantly by his side. And people came from far and wide to come and visit him because they understood the end was near. His favorite student Thabit bin Anim was there. And he instructed his blessed student to take some of the hairs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I've kept. He had some of the hairs. He even had a cup from which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to drink. It broke. He fixed it. And he said, put those hairs on my tongue. And Thabit bin Ani, his favorite student, carried out that request. And those blessed hairs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was placed on his tongue. And he read out the kalima and he passed away. And when he passed away, he was only one of two sahaba left alive. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had blessed him with a very long life. He lived to the age of 103. It was only Abu Tufail radiallahu an, who was also a sahabi, was alive at that time. And when he passed away, then Abu Tufail became the last sahabi, the last from those people who had seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to remain alive. So it was a very sad occasion when Anas bin Malik radiallahu an passed away, because he was a sahabi, a great sahabi, and one of only two sahaba that was still alive. And a large number of people and students and family and everyone else from the community of Muslims participated and presented themselves in his janazah. And he was buried close to his home in a place called Taf. And that in brief is the story of Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu. So a few glimpses rather from the story of this great sahabi. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the ability to practice upon the teachings of sahaba and to be inspired by their love and their dedication to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.